Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Peter Bowes, an economist from the University of Johannesburg. Good morning. Thanks for joining us so bright and early. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
So we always look at SONA and we try and get a sense of what the budget speech is likely to be following that that address. And to my mind, and a lot of the analysts looked at it and said, well, this is quite a strongly commercial, privatization, business-focused SONA. Are we expecting that to be reflected in the budget speech?
Absolutely. What I see is that the role of our central bank is to maintain the stability of the rand, a.k.a. let's try and not allow for too much inflation.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge what we have is if we create growth, we will obviously be able to create employment, et cetera, et cetera. But all of these lead towards inflation. Spending is a wonderful tool in order to stimulate growth, whether you're spending on public works programs or whether you are spending on infrastructural developments, all the factors that they were raised in the SONA address. The concern now is, firstly, do we, with this kind of spending that government is planning, will that affect inflation, which will affect the value of the rand? The second factor is, where will we raise the funding in order to fund this kind of spending?
And also, given the fact that inflation around the world, the United States is very concerned about that as well. Surely that's a factor that they have to look at.
Absolutely. And what we're going to be seeing is that we're going to be importing much of the inflation into the country. And that is kind of unavoidable. So there's always going to be this cost push inflation, which is going to filter down through businesses, through manufacturing, through the secondary industries, and it's going to filter into the economy. However, this is something that we need to remember, because an overarching objective of the central bank is, besides the stabilizing your currency, trying to prevent the inflation, is also trying to create an environment where growth and jobs are actually possible to achieve. And so we are going to see this inflationary pressure come in, and we definitely have to mitigate that. One of the biggest concerns we have is a very high foreign debt. We're sitting at about 80% of debt to GDP, and that translates into our currency. So basically, we have to pay back this foreign debt, and obviously that's putting downward pressure on the value of the rand. Obviously, internationally right now, there are a lot of mitigating factors that we have to take into consideration, especially the Ukraine. But that's all going to have to somehow be mitigated in this particular address.
Surely, when one looks at it, there's priorities. Would our priority be inflation, or would it be employment? Or are they closely linked?
Well, first and foremost, actually, our priority is inflation, because we have to make sure that, you know, as inflation happens, it does it dampens any form of growth in that economy over the long run. So inflation is extremely dangerous for an economy. So our government is going to be, and we've seen this already, another factor with inflation is it ties up a lot with investor confidence,
mm-hmm.
and it ties up a lot with your exchange rate at the end of the day. High inflation leads towards a weakening of your exchange rate. So in order to protect the rand from depreciating too far, we have to mitigate against that by protecting the inflation.
Right. So what can we expect on Wednesday?
We're definitely going to see the objectives of finding the funds to redistribute in such a way that they're sufficient for things such as let's put it this way. We have a very large unemployment sector,
mm-hmm.
and this unemployment is continuing to grow. And tied up with unemployment is obviously the challenge of a huge social security grant. So we're going to see a fair amount of funds being put into social security. We obviously have to look at other factors like security, infrastructure development and maintenance of infrastructure. And then, of course, we have to look at what's going to happen especially in regards to our healthcare sector and other critical areas. Business spending right now is really important. We've already promised investors, we already promised businesses that we're going to be working heavily on things such as telecommunications and streamlining ports, etc. And these factors all cost money. Our tax base, however, is extremely low. So we don't have this abundance of capital that we can just sort of find and pump into the economy. So government has this balancing act of how we raise the funds and then how do we redistribute it. In terms of raising additional foreign debt is also now becoming a more difficult question, because if we, as we try and raise additional funding, we also might be looking at international, internationalizing our debt as further. One of them could be perhaps issuing more government bonds, things like that, which would obviously be quite beneficial in raising the funds. But as well, at the same time, at least our central bank has always been committed to our bonds, and South African bonds are highly valued internationally.
Let's talk about the Ukraine for a moment, because that's obviously a major factor. And I know South Africans like to think that we're disconnected, but we really aren't. There's massive impact on wheat, the price of wheat, on sunflower oil, on oil, on all sorts of things. What are we likely to see if there is a full escalation of a war, if there is sanctions against Russia?
Yeah, this is actually going to be a very serious factor that's going to play a very serious role. What we're going to see, especially in the commodity prices, so oil prices are going to rise, food prices are going to be a major concern. And also around the world, we're going to see sort of like changes in terms of how trade is actually facilitated and managed. So what we're likely to see is, as we are so energy dependent on other countries, we're going to actually see incredible spikes in fuel price hikes. We're going to see food price increasing. And even though, let's say, just a certain commodities like a food price increase is not as such considered inflation, it adds to the inflationary pressure. And so I think cost of living is definitely going to change, and it's going to affect household spending and the distribution of income within households as well.
So it's an incredibly difficult budget to manage this.
Yes, absolutely. This particular budget speech is really going to be, we're going to really be testing our, shall we say, our governor of the Reserve Bank this time. He is under incredible pressure to actually facilitate and manage this in such a way as to sort of benefit the economy in a really strong way. We do, as I mentioned earlier, we do have good monetary policy structures in place. We have good fiscal policy structures in place. SARS has done incredible work in the challenges of collecting sufficient funds that we need to redistribute in the economy. So all of these things are in place in order to keep the economy on a stable and balanced keel. However, given the strong social demand and the social security needs that we have right now, and the mitigating factors such as the commodity prices, we are going to be put under pressure.
Absolutely. Really, really interesting. Professor Peter Bauer, well, I hope we're going to chat to you after the budget speech as well, because it'll be interesting to take this conversation and look back and see how this has been managed. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was Professor Peter Bauer, economist from the University of Johannesburg. It's 6:56. Good morning.